听说训练七，一，听后选择 A， 听对话及对话后的问题，选择正确答案。
Number one, this yellow T-shirt doesn't seem good for you.
All right, I'll take the blue one.
Question: What does the man want to buy?This yellow T-shirt doesn't seem good for you.
All right, I'll take the blue one.
Question: What does the man want to buy? Number two, you look tired today. Did you stay up late last night?
Yes, I went to bed at 1 o'clock a.m. and got up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Question.How many hours did the man sleep last night? You look tired today. Did you stay up late last night?
Yes, I went to bed at 1 o'clock a.m. and got up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Question. How many hours did the man sleep last night? Number three.Hello, Mr. Green. Could you tell me something about my son at school?
Yes. Peter is doing better this year at school, but he still makes some mistakes.
Question. Who is the woman speaking to? Hello, Mr. Green. Could you tell me something about my son at school?
Yes. Peter is doing better this year at school, but he still makes some mistakes.
Question. Who is the woman speaking to? Number four. Do you walk to work every day, Jim?
Never. It's too far to walk. I often drive a car.
Question. How does Jim go to work? Do you walk to work every day, Jim?
Never.It's too far to walk. I often drive a car.
Question. How does Jim go to work? Number five. Which ball game will you play on Sunday? Tennis or basketball?
Neither. I'll play soccer.
Question. Which ball game will the boy play on Sunday?Which ball game will you play on Sunday, tennis or basketball?
Neither. I'll play soccer.
Question. Which ball game will the boy play on Sunday?
B. 听下面一段对话，选择正确答案。
Jack, are you okay?
I have a headache and I can't move my neck.
Really? Maybe you should take your temperature.
Okay.
Wow, you have a fever. You'd better drink more water and lie down to have a good rest. Did you go to see a doctor?
My mom went with me. The doctor advised me to stay at home for some time.
Did you ask Mr. Lee for a leave?
Yes, our teacher agreed to give me 3 days.
Oh, take care of yourself. Jack, are you okay?
I have a headache and I can't move my neck.
Really? Maybe you should take your temperature.
Okay.
Wow, you have a fever. You'd better drink more water and lie down to have a good rest. Did you go to see a doctor?
My mom went with me.The doctor advised me to stay at home for some time.
Did you ask Mr. Lee for a leave?
Yes, our teacher agreed to give me 3 days.
Oh, take care of yourself.
R. 听记转述 A. 听后记录听短文，然后根据表格提示和所听到的内容 完成下列各小题。在听该短文前，你将有15秒钟的时间阅读表格中的内容。听完该短文后，你将有2分钟的答题时间。请将正确答案填入相应的空白处。该短文读2遍。
Sally's school held a volunteer activity last Thursday. It was raining, but the volunteers still took part in it in the school library. Sally gave away her sweater. In fact, it was quite new because she only wore it twice. Mike gave away a jacket because it was small for him. Helen gave away a lovely red hat. She got it from her aunt. Thanks to the students' kindness, lots of clothes were sent to the children in need the next day. Sally's school held a volunteer activity last Thursday. It was raining, but the volunteers still took part in it in the school library. Sally gave away her sweater. In fact, it was quite new because she only wore it twice. Mike gave away a jacket because it was small for him. Helen gave away a lovely red hat. She got it from her aunt. Thanks to the students' kindness, lots of clothes were sent to the children in need the next day.
B. 听后转述。现在你看到的是上一节记录的信息表。你将第三次听该录音材料，请做好记录。听完后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
Sally's school held a volunteer activity last Thursday. It was raining, but the volunteers still took part in it in the school library. Sally gave away her sweater. In fact, it was quite new because she only wore it twice. Mike gave away a jacket because it was small for him. Helen gave away a lovely red hat. She got it from her aunt. Thanks to the students' kindness, lots of clothes were sent to the children in need the next day.
三，模仿朗读，听所给材料的录音，然后模仿朗读并录音。现在，请你用40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完录音后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备。然后，你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。
One day, a little boy came into a fruit shop. He said to the shopkeeper, "Give me apples for $5, please." When he got the apples, he felt very surprised. "Last Friday, my mother bought apples here for $5, too. Why did you give me fewer apples?" The keeper said, "Don't you know? The fewer apples you get, the less fruit you will have to carry." Then the boy gave $4 to the keeper and said, "The fewer dollars you get, the less money you'll have to count."